right, I want to again greet you in Jesus' name this morning. I'm a little disgusted. It's amazing how easy it is in different study books and different things. I don't use a study or helps. Very seldom use any Bible helps other than just a concordance. And it's amazing how often, even with references, that whoever makes the references directs you in a certain direction of how they want to promote their agenda or their diversion from truth in most cases. And recently I bought a little concordance instead of having the great big concordance. I just wanted one I could carry in my suitcase so when I traveled that I'd have a little concordance with me. This Bible that I have doesn't even have a concordance. But I just looked at it just quickly to look up a reference for fear. That's what I wanted to talk a little about this evening or this morning. The fear of the Lord. When I went into the regular concordance, it had just page, almost half a page of the little bitty, over 100 looked like, of references to fear. But in this little one, it had several references, but none in the Gospels where Jesus referred to fear. It basically led you to think that it only gave you the verses where it said, "Fear not, for I am with you," and things like that. Very little, if any, of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I want to just start, I think, in Genesis 1:1 this morning. A time when there was no time. God was in eternity. God was in a time when there was no time. You want to go beyond what your little mind can think this morning. Think of God before time. Sometimes we think of eternity going on and on and on, and we can't even fathom that. We use little examples of 10,000 years. And that's beyond what we can imagine almost. 1,000,000 years. We don't even know, we don't even have an idea what that is. 1,000,000,000 years. We're just lost. We don't know what it is. An eternity. A billion years is a little bitty dot. And eternity will go around the world and still keep going. A 1,000 years is just a little speck and 1,000,000,000 years is an inch and eternity has no end. In the beginning, God. There was no end the other way either. There was no beginning for God. He's always been here. You and I can't even begin to fathom that. It's more than our minds can take. Because we had a beginning. We might even be able to look past our own beginning. Just a few years ago when we were born. And we might even be able to look back 4,000 or 5,000 or 6,000 years to when the earth was created. But beyond that, we know nothing. Our minds fail us. And instead of standing in awe of that, most of us don't even take the time to think about it. And we're so worried about what's going to happen in the next 15 minutes or the next day or two. We can't even, don't even think of eternity. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The heaven and the earth. The very purpose, the very reason you are here is because you have a Creator. You were created. You are the reason. You are the creation of a being. You exist because God created you. You don't exist so you can fulfill your own pleasures. You don't exist so you can do your own thing. You exist because God created you in the beginning. This world exists because God created it. You children that make little farms or have little things or have Play-Doh or anything, and you play and you create a situation. What if what you created didn't even believe that you existed? What if the little plastic toy you may play with just decided it didn't want to be played with and just went and did its own thing? You could just step on it and crush it. It's unfathomable. beyond our imagination. But we get so caught up in our lives that we forget that this life is just one little bitty speck in eternity. Just one little bitty blip. Bible says we spend our life like a tale that is told. Like someone telling a story and you sit there and listen. And they tell their story and you're all engaged in it. And then all of a sudden the story is over. It's finished. Story time's over. How many of you children want a story before you go to bed? Mom or dad tells you a story, and you hear that story, and then it's over. It's time to go to sleep. Well, the story comes to an end, doesn't it? Way before you want it to. But it comes to an end, doesn't it? That's the way your life is. It's here, but just for a moment. And then it's over. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. There is when you take that out of the equation, when you take God creating the heaven and the earth out of our existence, you have nothing left. There is absolutely no use for anything. In this world. How miserable, how hopeless this world is if we were just a puddle of soup that grew a tail and slithered out on dry ground and sprouted arms and legs and a tail and swung around in a tree, then turned into a man one day that will live this little bit of life on this earth and die. There's no use for existence. It doesn't matter how much fun you think you might have in this 70 years we're given, maybe. If that's all there is to it, it don't matter whether you had fun in this life or you suffered every moment of it. When you die, it's over. You just rot away right back into the little puddle of water that you slithered out of. What does it matter? What does it matter if you preserve the earth for another 50 years or 100 years? It doesn't. It's a futile existence. People mock and laugh. Why are you wasting your life believing in God? Well, why are you wasting your life believing in nothing? What good is it if there isn't a God? What good is it? None. There is no good in it. I don't know of anything that would be more bleak to me. It's no wonder people have to make themselves happy, or have to take drugs, or have to be drunk all the time, or have to be playing games all the time, have to be being entertained all the time, because there is absolutely no hope if that's all there is. Just waste your life, because there's nothing at the end of it anyway. But if there is a beginning, and if there is a God, there's an end. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Where there's a beginning, there's an end. And that's the purpose of our existence. It's not this short time here. Revelation. Revelation chapter 10. Verse 5, "And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lift up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer." That there should be time no longer. The beginning and the end. That there should be time no longer. Eternity. The time that we spend here in this life is not a playground. We were created for a purpose, and that was not for the purpose of just to see how much fun we could have in this life. To see what we could get out of this life. young people. You're not wasting your life by serving the Lord. You're not missing it. You're not missing one thing by serving the Lord that this world has to offer. The less you get involved with this world, the more you'll be left with as you progress. The more blessings you will have as you progress to the end of this life, and then into eternity. The less that you have to do with this world when you're young, the more blessed your life will be throughout the rest of your life and on into eternity. You may think your life's being wasted. You're young. Well, I'm going to tell you who's wasting their lives. It's those who are spending it on themselves to have fun. Because they may have fun for a few days, for a few weeks, for maybe even a couple of 3, 4, 5, 10 years. But then the paychecks start rolling in. Then the seed begins to mature. And the harvest begins to come. There isn't a person that I know of that's trying to live for God now that doesn't look back on their youth and say, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I wish I would have devoted my time just to be faithful to the Lord instead of wasting my life on my youth. May seem boring to you now. May seem like you're not enjoying things like everyone else gets to do. But I'm going to tell you what, the tables will turn before you know it. And if you're faithful, you will bless God in eternity that you didn't waste this short amount of time that you have. Because there's coming a time when there will be time no longer. Talking the other day, and someone said, life's like a Monopoly game. Sometimes you scrape by and barely get it, and sometimes someone begins to really get along good. There's ups and downs. Sometimes somebody gains a whole lot and they win the game. It looks like. Do you know what happens then? In Monopoly, you fold it all up, put it back in the box, and it goes right back up on the shelf. What shall it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his own soul. Or what will you give in exchange for your soul? 5 years? 10 years? Fun and games? 50 years of fun and games? 100 years of fun and games? 1,000 years? 10 times more than you could even expect for the eternity of your soul. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Romans says, there is no fear of God in their eyes. When you take God out of our lives, when you take the creation by God out of our lives, you take the beginning of wisdom out of our lives. You take the fear out of our lives. And you have no fear in your life. I just listen to people, how they mock God sometimes. Maybe their parents grew up, I'm sure their parents grew up with some knowledge of God, and there might have been a little respect for God. I know there used to be some fear of God. But when you take that out, it's amazing how these little punks little men, little boys think that they're so big. And they think that they're so wise. Because they're spending their little bit of time just having a good time. Read through just a little Revelation. Whenever the Lord returns, the men, the great men of the earth, those who, chapter 6, verse 12, and I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken by a mighty wind. We hear and see of earthquakes where the earth shakes and the buildings all fall down. People die. People get hurt. Sometimes thousands. And how the people fear when that happens. They may have been cocksure, proud of themselves. And then the earth begins to shake. And they run like a scared rabbit. Just because the earth shakes. They're not near as big as they thought they were. A hurricane. People are terrified of hurricanes. The wind blowing, tornadoes. They can blow down a building. A hurricane that can blow water 20 foot high over the land. And just wash everything there is away in front of it. What is man? What is man? Not one little thing. He can't do a thing about it. Verse 14 says, and the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks of the mountains. Here are these powerful men that think they're something. Are absolutely helpless and are running for a little cave just to hide in. You better run before the earth starts to shake. You better develop a fear of God before the islands are removed and the mountains are removed. Prepare yourself. When those things happen, if you fear God, you can see those happen. You can see these things happening. Say, praise the Lord, my Lord comes. Lift up your eyes. Instead of running, we know there's one greater to be feared. And they ran to the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Look how people get afraid of nature. The earth shaking, the floods, the tornadoes. These people were scared to death. The Bible says there's coming a time men's hearts will fail them for fear what's coming on the earth. But there's one thing greater. That as terrified as they are of the shaking earth and the floods, look what they're running from. Hide us. Rocks, go ahead and fall on us now. Water, wash us away. Mountains, collapse on us. Just don't let us see the face of the wrath of the Lamb. Hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? There's one thing that's needed today, right now, in your life and in the world, is someone who actually fears God. When we fear God, we don't have to worry about a lot of things. A lot of things just don't matter anymore. But everywhere we turn, that fear's been removed. There is no fear of God before their eyes. That's why the world's doing what it does. They don't fear God. Jesus said, don't fear them that can kill the body, and that's all they can do. But fear him who after he hath killed the body can cast your soul into hell. Both body and soul into hell. If we believed there's a hell, we'd act different. It's a lake of fire. I think of people that have been dead for several years that died without God. And I just look back and I think, they've been in that place 20 years. We would think if someone went to prison, and we hear stories of POWs that were in prison for 4 or 20 years captured by the enemy and tortured. Some of the time they were there, we think, wow, 4 years in a prison in Vietnam. Tormented. But there's been people in hell since the creation of earth. You know the sad thing about it is? They'll never escape it. You know, if you was in a prison in North Korea or someplace right now, there'd be a hope that one day you'd get out. There's men now in Chile, that are minors, and after the mine collapsed, I don't know whether it was an earthquake or what happened, but the mine collapsed. 44 people, I think. And they spent 2 weeks looking for them. And after 2 weeks, they drilled through a hole into a place, a refuge that they have built in these mines that has water and things in it. And they drilled through and there was 44 people in there. They'd been there 2 weeks. Entrapped. Maybe a mile or maybe two down in, I don't know the whole story. Down under the earth. And all during that 2 weeks, they didn't know whether anybody knew they were alive or dead. But they were there. And they had a hope. Maybe someone will find us. And they found them. They drilled through and put a microphone and they could hear people talking. So now they're sending them air and water. They said it's going to take 4 months for them to dig down deep enough to get them. 4 months down in a hole in the bottom of the earth. A mile or two down in the bottom of the earth. Can you imagine that? Some of them were getting depressed, and they were all concerned about that they were getting depressed under there. Sending counselors to talk with them through the radios because they were depressed. Hey, 4 months, they're going to get out of there, Lord willing. There's hope. But in hell, there is no hope. There's nothing but the thought, I'll never, ever, 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 ever get out of here. Never. There won't be someone drilling through with a microphone and saying, hey, you're alive. We're going to try to get you out. It'll never happen. Someone laying in a prison, a prisoner of war, hoping that their army will come and rescue them one day. might get pretty bleak. You might get depressed a little bit. Some days you think they'll never come. But yet they might. But when you lift up your eyes in hell, there's no hope. No hope at all of you ever escaping it. And most religion, all they want to talk about is love. They want to take all that fear away. And it's that very fear that'll draw you to God that you can be saved by. It's the fear of the Lord that is the beginning of salvation. Fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There ain't much you can do when there's no fear of God. There was a time in this earth that men feared God. Right around the time of the Reformation. And some people come with some hope. They found the Bible again. And they found a little hope there. But they had a foundation of the fear of God. And they could build on that foundation. Where there is no fear of God, there is nothing to build on. And until people get that fear of God, there is no hope for them. There is no salvation for them. There is no way for them to find salvation without the fear of God in their heart and in their eyes and in their mind. Till they learn about that. The grace that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching them to deny ungodliness and worldly lust and to live righteously and soberly and godly in this world. Where does that come from? It comes from a fear of a Creator. Someone we're going to have to give an account of our lives to. And until we get a hold of that, no one else is going to. Don't be deterred. Don't be detoured. That's our message. And until people get a hold of that, it's why there's so few that care. It's why there's so few that care about obedience. That's why they're pampered with this message of love. and they're deceived. There's an eternity in front of us. And the only purpose that you have in this life is to be prepared for that eternity. Seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All the rest will be added to you. Blessings.